legend has it that there were choking ghosts, multiple choking ghosts.
Sounds pretty hot.
Who literally used to attack students who were skipping class. Welcome to Talk About Scary, the show where we do just that. Talk about scary places. Did you know that you can support this podcast with a monthly donation? It helps sustain future episodes. It's easy. Just go over to anchor.fm and become a monthly supporter. 99 cents, $4.99, or $9.99 a month. Anything helps. It's another episode, and today we've got something really special for the audience. Don't you agree, Adam?
What do we have?
Oh,
what do we have, Clay? What was it again?
I thought you were agree. What?
I'm kidding.
Of course,
it's a fantastic episode, and I can't believe all of our viewers, most of our viewers.
I can't believe it's not butter.
I can't believe that the majority of our listeners and viewers, for those who don't know, we also have a video edition of this. They requested this, and it's just so funny because you try to squeeze Hawaii and your trips to Hawaii and everything you say and do. So it's just miraculous that all these people decided that Hawaii was where they wanted us to go today.
Everyone loves everything about Hawaii, except for people that are wrong.
I have never been. I've never been privileged enough to go to Hawaii, and you won't take me.
But you still like Hawaii. You like it. I can tell.
I want to go.
But you like it, even though you haven't been. You like it. Like, I've never been to Greece, but it seems like a really cool place. Like, I like Greece.
Yeah, I love John Travolta. I thought he was fantastic.
I hate you.
No.
Anyway.
Yeah, definitely, though. Hawaii. So Hawaii. You're taking us to Hawaii today.
Okay. This is our second episode, I believe, where we've let the audience or listeners, whatever you want to call it, talk about scary lovers, whatever you guys are. We've let you pick which episode or which place we're going to talk about in the episode. And Old Maui High School was the selection. Ooh. Yeah.
Kudos to you guys for picking Old Maui High School.
It seems like a really interesting place. I did not know much about it before researching for the episode, but I'm glad that you guys picked something on Hawaii. Let's just take a moment of silence in honor of how much everyone loves Hawaii. Me mostly, but everyone. Silence.
I'm not taking a moment of silence.
Silence.
We know
silence.
You love shaved ice.
All right. What did you say? What?
We know you loved shaved ice.
Did you know that it's actually called shave ice? There's no D. I don't know why that, like, here, like, if you get shaved ice or, like, snow cones, it typically is. But if you get it on the islands, it's just shave ice. I felt like an idiot. But I know because I've been. Anyway, let's just get the episode started. That's my fun
so
fact
damn
of the day.
Pretentious.
That's my fun
my
fact
God.
Of the day. There's no D. It's like, did you shave today? Yeah, I shaved. See the difference? Shave. Shaved. Anyway.
No, I get it. It's just grammatically incorrect, but that's fine.
Well, maybe it's because, I don't know.
Old Maui High School?
Old Maui High School, yeah. So this high school is obviously located on the island of Maui, and it was built in 1913, so... It's old.
It's pretty damn old.
It's not as old as Adam.
Uh,
That's what are so you now? Funny. You're like, what, 119? Anyway.
I'm 106, like the Winter Soldier.
Nice.
Thank you.
That was good.
Thank you.
Anyway.
Old Maui High School.
We can't stay on track lately. We're just all over the place. Anyway, yeah, built in 1913. And fun fact here that it's not scary at all is early students actually arrived to the school by horse and buggy.
Yeah, I mean,
on the now defunct couldn't afford
cars back then.
Kahului Railroad. Hope I said that. On the
what
right.
railroad? Say that again?
Kahului. I said it different the first what? Time. K A H U L U I. Kahului.
There we go.
Kahului is how I would say it. Like Hakalugi, nice. But I don't want to say that because I like Hawaii and it doesn't sound right. But it kind of sounds like Kahului Road.
Huh. It's defunct.
It's defunct, so we don't have to worry about it now. But that's kind of interesting. Can you imagine? Like, oh, I got to get to second period. I'm late. Get in the horse and buggy. Get to school real quick.
Yeah, I actually can't imagine that. That's how I got to school. It was pretty rough. Horse and buggy.
Is there like a horse actually, and buggy like beater? Like, don't they have like ropes and they like bash the horse?
No, they didn't bash the horse. I mean, I don't remember because it was like a really long horse and buggy school bus. I also remember that we drank all of our water out of stone glasses because our stone cups because they didn't have glass yet. It was a long time, Stone Ages. So, and all of our books were on tablets.
I thought you were 106. Now you're from the Stone Age. make up your mind. Anyway, so the railroad is defunct. They don't do that anymore. There's no horse and buggy taking these kids to school. Not only that, though, the school isn't actually operating still. It basically closed down in 1972. And the reason it closed was because it moved to a new location. Much of the campus was lost to bulldozers and fires over the years. But what still stands is apparently hauntingly beautiful. So ooh. I do have a picture up. It does look like a lot of the school is missing, or they just didn't really care about like roofs. But it's kind of interesting, and I know I can say this because I've been to Hawaii, but there's actually a lot of buildings on several islands that are old and abandoned, and you're kind of wondering why they've just left it there. But it is really cool. When I was on Kauai, I snuck into this old hotel that looked like no one had set foot there for 20, maybe 30 years. It's just crazy because it eats up so much space of a small island. I don't, maybe it's a cultural thing and they don't like to like tear things down. But yeah, it does look like a lot of the school is missing. So
that's interesting. I'm looking at pictures right here. There's a lot of overgrowth. It's a lot. It looks like it's something out of the TV show Lost.
Yeah, definitely. It says too that by 2003, it was pretty much overgrown with like just vines and moss greens. And I mean, well, it sat there for, what is that, you know, 30 years? So of course, you know, vegetation is going to totally eat it alive in Hawaii if no one's caring for it.
Yeah. It'd be cool to go check out. It definitely would.
It would.
I would like to run around in like a wet tank top and shave my head and just be constantly hyperventilating. Matthew Fox's performance in Lost, they said hyperventilate, dude, and just constantly sweat, and that's your character. So that's what I would do when I'm there.
Is that what we're doing this episode? We're just gonna like.
No, it just looks like Lost. I gotta keep saying that. No, I actually love the TV show, but I'm not making fun of Matthew Fox's performance. Even though if you don't like it, Matthew, come at me. I'm here, bro.
I encourage that. Actually, I encourage it. I'd like to get like a fight set up between the two of you. You can throw down at Old Maui High. Let's just get a bunch of people there and like watch you guys duke it out right there on the grounds. Maybe the ghosts will show up to watch.
That'd be nice. We could dress in high school uniforms. I think I still have my high school letter somewhere. I can put it on. No, I'm sorry. So, Old Maui High School. No, it does look beautiful. I would love to go. The overgrowth is crazy. I bet there's all sorts of snakes and crap in there.
Maybe. Or chickens.
Chickens.
Yeah. Chickens.
Or boars. Wild boars.
I mean, I suppose, maybe.
Is this podcast talk about Lost and wild boars, or what are we talking about? I
forgot. Can you imagine a podcast? Who would listen to that? Hey guys, the new episode of Talk About Wild Boars is out.
I would actually listen to that podcast.
Please.
Absolutely.
Please tell me you wouldn't. Going
talk about boars.
Going back to the building, though, it is completely overgrown. It's very interesting to look at. It's really cool. One thing that I will point out as I have a close-up of what looks like one of the entryways, or what's left of the entryway, is for a high school, the architecture looks on point. I don't like a lot of newer high schools are just like brick building with like paint, and it's just kind of boring. I know it's an older building, and a lot of older buildings looked nicer. People weren't in such a rush as they were today, so they at least that's why it seems like maybe they took their time and things looked better back in the day. But it does look like a really pretty building. So I know that's not,
you know,
scary.
What? I gotta
at
agree with
all.
That too. No, you know, but there's a haunting beauty to things like that too, and I think you're right. I live in a house. Our home here was built in the early 70s. And while it has some utilitarian factors to it, like they started building in the 80s and 90s, which are brick and just kind of gross block houses, it is really neat. There's a lot of like weird angles our hallway is it starts narrow and it gets wider, and the roof slants to one side. And they made it look different. And like this building, I know it was built in 1913 or 1915, was it? But
13.
You know, there was a different type of aesthetic, and you can really see in a lot of the architecture from the time. I think, yeah, this place is beautiful. I'll just say that and shut up.
It really is. But let's get away from the beauty and let's get into why our listeners are here before they are like, we're never voting for one of these episodes again. If you guys are just going to talk about
the
wild boars. Anyway, so the big story and rumor that lives on to this day is, legend has it that there were choking ghosts, multiple choking ghosts, who literally used to attack students who were skipping class. What do you make
also
of that?
As autoerotic asphyxiation ghosts.
Sure.
Sounds pretty hot.
It actually sounds terrifying, and I don't think that this or anything like this has come up in any of our research or investigations before, but a ghost that would literally choke you get to class.
It's the ghost of an old principal. Back then, they used to beat the crap out of kids.
Well, I mean, think about it, though. Multiple, and I don't know if this was, like, student-started or faculty-started. So, I mean, can you imagine the teachers being like, hey, kids, listen up, and then telling them that story? How many kids do you think are going to skip class if, like, one person then reported that happened? I mean, that's kind of a clever idea to, like, get kids to, like, show up.
We should do it today. We should do it today. Absolutely.
It would be frowned upon today. We can't do that today. Kids have the right to
skip class. A lot of things are frowned upon now.
If they don't want to be there, they don't have to be. It's their
decision. True story. We talked about how old I am, right?
They have choice.
Do you know, when I moved to Florida, and I remember being in fifth grade, and until I got almost out of high school, every principal's office had a paddle with holes in it, and we would see kids get paddled. they would pull down that kid's pants and paddle the crap out of those kids in front of a picture window for everybody to see.
Yeah, and then no one else did anything like that again for a while because they didn't want that to be them.
That's pretty messed up, though. So I believe that if there's choking ghosts, which there's not, but if there's choking ghosts, does sound terrifying. That is a good premise for a movie. But if there is, there must be like a faculty member or something that was like, because they... People back then, I know for a fact, people back then abused the crap out of kids.
But like, Hawaiians are just, they're very gentle people. They're loving and calm and all about the aloha.
I don't imagine. Like, there's a lot of just people from the American mainland that live there, right? They couldn't have been that different back then.
Maybe. I mean, I feel like it's definitely much more touristy now because... I'm going to sound dumb for a minute, but were there, like, airplanes back then? Like, I don't...
Now you're making me feel like a jackass.
I don't know if it was, like... I mean, they could take boats, and there was ways to get there, I'm sure, in 1913. But I don't think it was, like, today. Like, hey, let's go to Hawaii for, like, a week vacation. I just don't think that was as common, but...
Mostly ocean liners looked like went there.
Yeah. So I'm sure there could have been like one teacher from the mainland that got a job there that was like, I hate kids. And that's like the choking story, how it started. Just gotta stay away from Mr. Smith. He's cray cray.
He's cray cray. Well, I mean, so to sound really smart because I just Googled it, December 17th, 1903, the first airplane was invented. So they probably weren't flying from LA to 10 years later to Hawaii.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing too is I guess the story it doesn't say that it was happening in 1913. That's just when the school was built, but it closed in 1972. So maybe the choking ghost thing was like a 50s or 60s thing. Like we don't know. It doesn't say. It's just a rumor and a legend.
And so on November 22nd, 1935, Pan American Airways, offered the first regular commercial flight from the U.S. mainland to Hawaii. So
there you go.
It could have happened. It could have happened in 35. People could have been flying over. That's probably when Principal Skinner came over and started beating the crap out of kids and hitting them with switches and choking the hell out of them.
Get to class!
The autoerotic asphyxiation ghosts started in 1935. You heard it here.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
First. Guaranteed it's that happened after that. But that choking ghosts are... Talk about scary, right?
Yeah.
That's scary.
It's different.
Talk about different. At least it's different than what we usually hear, which I actually appreciate a lot. So thank you, Clay. And thanks to the listeners once more for suggesting this episode.
And on that note, we're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with some more... scary stuff. Just a quick reminder that you can support this podcast with a small monthly donation.
Yes, you can. Now, let me ask you something. See, I want to know about the crying girl in the bathroom.
I want to
hear
know.
About that.
Can you show me? I want to know about the crying girl in the bathroom. Actually, I have heard about the crying girl in the bathroom.
Okay. So what about her?
Oh, I thought you were going to tell us about her and you were just asking me. No, I'll tell you about her. Her name is Moaning Myrtle. She starred in several Harry Potter films. That's who they must be talking about.
It must be. Moaning Myrtle.
Well, what's interesting, though, about this case is this is something that definitely seems to have only been occurring after the high school shut down, because the story says that the girl crying in the bathroom can be heard inside the boarded up high school, where it's
awesome.
It's boarded off. probably from like repairs and stuff where they said it had been bulldozed. And you know what's interesting too is earlier I mentioned this, but I can't find anything about it, but it says that there were fires. So I don't know if they were just like little fires, maybe no one died or got hurt, but it just was like a structural issue and they were like, you know what, we just got to rebuild this school. But anyway, the girl in the bathroom, yeah, so maybe something happened in there towards the very end of the school operating. But yeah, it very clearly makes it sound like it's something that occurred later, or maybe it was even a tourist, because people do visit it. Like it's open, you can go check it out. Maybe someone died, but they're like, oh, we gotta go check out and see if there's ghosts. Oh crap, died in the toilet.
We've actually talked about in other episodes, people getting trapped in a certain area. And I just finished another. For people that don't know at home, sometimes we record several of these in a row. It's no secret. That's how production works. But we just talked about how ghosts are like confined to where they die. And wouldn't it be cool if you got to die in a toilet like Elvis? And maybe this girl died in a toilet. She's stuck in the stall forever crying, which kind of interesting.
Well, I would probably cry if I died in a bathroom and then couldn't leave the bathroom.
That would suck. That would absolutely suck. I have some notes about this here, thanks to Google. And that is one of the most noted occurrences at the school. When people go visit, they hear a girl crying. It says it right here.
Yeah, which is interesting. And what's kind of funny too is there's a few good stories that are all very different about this place. A lot of times, like you just said, we record multiple episodes in one sitting, and occasionally some of them can sound repetitive, or maybe when we're recording an episode, I'll be like, we've already talked about cold spots or smells or seeing someone at the top of stairs in an episode that we did a few months ago type of thing. What's interesting about this high school is everything is fairly different, and it's all different, like, it's all different stuff that shouldn't happen together type of thing. Like, when you're talking about a haunted house and you're like, oh yeah, there's a ghost at the top of the stairs and you can see things in mirrors and occasionally you can smell like a cigarette because someone who died there smoked type of thing. Well, here you've got a high school where there's ghosts allegedly that choke the students, and then you've got a girl that cries in a bathroom. But like, I don't know, I don't see the like similarity between, for example, those two hauntings. I just can't get over the choking ghosts. Like, are they like the hall monitors? Like,
you know, it is pretty awesome though when you think about it. And the reason why I say this is because, you know, so when you're looking at when you're looking at hauntings from different areas of the country or the world, there's always different stories that go along with it and different phenomena. And usually in the Midwest, in the West, like where we are, you hear a lot of orbs. And I think that has to do with a lot of the fact that there's just a lot of dust in the air, so it's easy to call out orbs. But when you get to more humid areas where there's not a lot of dust, those spirit orbs kind of go away. And they start talking about other things that could happen. In Florida, it's a lot of smells. And you know, in humidity, smells linger. So if someone did something like 2 hours ago, you can still smell that. It takes forever. The particulates just hang in the air. And I think that, you know, that's what I would have expected to hear out of this one, but we haven't heard one smell haunting. These are very unique. And I know Hawaii has a really strong Japanese heritage, but like choking ghosts are seriously something that sounds like Japanese folklore. It's really kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, and I think we've only done one episode based in Japan, so we don't have a good sense of what maybe some of their folklore talks about, and maybe that's something that's more common in their stories, you know. I don't know.
My son watched a lot of anime.
I watch a lot of anime. Like Dragon Ball Z. I'm all about that Goku.
Yeah, he was a Dragon Ball Z guy, and now he finished watching Attack on Titan. That was a good one.
Mm.
But there's some really good ones. So we're making plugs for those, I guess. Now.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely is different and scary, and there's a lot of Spanish influence there as well, and Portuguese influence, and so I think that the viewers, or the listeners, excuse me, were right for picking Hawaii again. Did you see, I don't know if we're not even looking at the same thing, but there's a picture of the class of 1939, where everybody gathering for the Grand March at their junior prom, and it looks like a picture out of The Shining. It is terrifying to look at.
No, I didn't see that.
They're all sitting there smiling, but it looks like they're like, come play with us. It's so scary. And you know that most of the people in this picture, by the way, there's a vast number of people. They're supposed to be college students, but high school students looked like they were 40 back then. So like there's a bunch of 40-year-olds holding hands and smiling at a camera in black and white. They just look like they're dead already.
Yeah, I don't. They look terrible. I don't they're really so scary. Like old photographs. They really do kind of creep me out.
There's so many. They start in the forefront of the picture, and they just go, obviously, and then they just go back into the woods, and they filter out, and it's a vast number of zombies. It's just so terrifying to look at.
Brains.
I would like to see this place, though.
Brains.
They're coming to get you, Barbara. They're coming to you. That's one of my favorite movies. I would like to see this place. This place looks cool, and I do like, this is Spanish Mission Revival style architecture. So a lot of those places that they built that were Spanish Mission Revival are dilapidated and broken down. I wonder why that is.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. The whole area around the school and where the school was built is said to be haunted by spirits from the area's missionary and plantation days back in the day. So it sounds like there might be some even further haunting going on, kind of like the equivalent of building something here on like an Indian burial ground. You know how that's like just kind of always like, oh, it's built on Indian burial ground, or it was once a graveyard, or a big fire happened here and everyone died. Let's build on it. Kind of sounds like if you go further back than before the school, there might be some things that led to the hauntings.
Heck yeah. And you know, you said missionaries. You know about missionaries. There's a whole lot of beating and murder going on throughout history. Every time the missionary comes around, there's someone getting tortured.
Yeah, well, especially back then, people weren't as nice. I'm trying to use my words carefully. People weren't as open to religious changes or just hearing about anything that they didn't want to believe in back then. And yeah, it was just easy to, well, I'm gonna kill you because I don't believe that. So instead of just no, close the door.
Pretty hilarious concept though. A bunch of weird looking people coming to your doorstep and say, hey, have you heard about my god yet?
Bird is the word.
Bird is the word. Surfing bird. You haven't heard about my god yet? And they're like, no. And it's like, well, let me beat it into you.
Yeah, I can definitely see both sides of the story. I don't think that I would ever like be like, well, I don't like your god, so you have to die. Like, you know?
Yeah.
But
allow us to torture you and tell you about it while we're torturing you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so you know there's probably some great stuff that happened there, that some great hijinks, some shenanigans went on there before the high school was built. People getting tortured and murdered. I bet there's a bunch of ghosts out there in the woods, right?
Mm-hmm. And then this website also says that most of the school's current residents are probably spirits of those who once passed through here, returning to call this place home in the afterlife. So, ironic, because I read that as kind of the opposite of dying and then staying in the same place. This is sort of saying that people from the past that maybe went through here once in their life came back to haunt the place or you know, be a spirit there in the next life. So that's kind of interesting, because I don't know why you would want to be at a school, but like we just talked
about.
Goes
back to your energy theory.
Well, and like energy. We just talked about, it sounds like there was maybe a huge portion of history that we might have missed. But again, you know, we just wanted to talk about the school, not necessarily.
We miss a lot of stuff in this school. Podcast.
Well, maybe it's a place to revisit. There's definitely some interesting things here. Maybe just the grounds before the school could be a future episode. But yeah, if a bunch of missionaries were slaughtered, or I don't know what would go on at a plantation. But it sounds like, yeah, people that were associated with this region before it became a school came back after they died. And so maybe the girl that cries in the bathroom, if it wasn't a tourist... maybe it's someone who didn't even go to the school. Maybe they were visiting the school before it was a school type of thing, or lived on the land before it was a school. So
you never know. There's another bad word there. It's called plantation.
Mm-hmm.
No, nothing good ever happened on a plantation.
That's true. That's true. I think about like pineapple plantations like now, so I kind of forget. But yeah, maybe this is just a really negative place. It kind of sounds like a school that probably should never have been.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't forget, the old Maui high school is located on Maui. And when you get there, tell them to Talk About Scary sent you.
I don't know if there's anyone there that you can just like talk to.
Talk About Scary discount.
Yeah, I'm not sure there's like a guy like running the grounds.
There is no discount there. And by the way, they said 3,200 people were immigrants working the cane fields and the sugar mills. So those plantations are probably obviously sugar plantations. And at that time, those weren't the kind of plantations we're thinking about any longer. So definitely just probably missionaries beating people in the beginning. It's probably what's haunting the place, I think.
Definitely interesting. I'm glad we got the chance to check it out. Anything Hawaii related? Always down for.
Of course you are. You love Hawaii.
I do. But I think that's probably all the time we have for this episode. Mahalo for listening, and
Mahalo.
Creep it real, guys.
Yeah, creep it real, guys. Mahalo.